You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And finally, Chile recently held a referendum to implement a new constitution. It failed in a nationwide compulsory vote, 62% to 38%. I spoke to Viviana Becker from the University of Auckland, who was born in Chile, to get her thoughts.
I mean, some say this was expected, but I didn't see, I had more hope. I thought at least it would be a bit more, the results were a bit closer. Not such a big difference. That was a big surprise. Even though the polls from April kind of predicted a 37% for the approval of the constitution.
So just for a bit of background context, how long was the old constitution around for?
Oh, the Pinochet's constitution was, it's a 1980. It took effect in 1981. Naturally, it's a terrible constitution. And my biggest fear is that this will stall the process. They're still not sure where this is going to go to. Every party is saying, we're going to keep working on this, we're going to make it better, but nobody's saying what happens now. My fear is that this is moving further and further away from October 2019 when the social uprising, and that energy that came from those demands. And once people start getting lost, you know, in daily life, it's so easy to say, well, it didn't work out.
The newly elected president, Gabriel Boric, proposed this referendum for a new constitution, and it outlines a more progressive Chilean society. Do you think as a leftist president, he might be in a bit of trouble politically?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. He's done a few really good things, like increasing the minimum wage really quickly. But there is a whole lot of opposition from the right. And it's actually the same people. There's so many people that when I was a child and Pinochet put there, are still in power. I can't believe it. I mean, I've lived outside of Chile for 21 years now. And some of the names are the same names, And one of the, I think there's two bigger issues why people rejected this. One of them was the pensions. And that's when actually the approval rate, the rate for the percentage rate dropped the first time. It was because they wanted to put in the constitution a clause that made sure that workers owned their own retirement pensions.
Right.
And that was not included. So then the newspapers, the right-wing newspapers, took that and said, your workers won't be no longer will be owners of their own pension funds. And from then on, the right took that headline and just made a 5-month-long campaign. And that's when rejecting the constitution took off, really. And the other issue is indigenous rights, because in Chile, the constitution only in I think it's 1822, the only time that the constitution mentioned indigenous peoples. And actually, just to say that they needed to be civilized. So this time, they wanted to say, well, this is a plurinational state. Chile has a lot of indigenous peoples, and it's about time they have autonomy. They have the right to their own language, their own culture, their own... And people freaked out. People freaked out big time. They said, okay, this means that the state of Chile will be divided, that we will lose what we have. And actually, even I listened to an interview, Ricardo Lagos, he was the president of Chile. He's a socialist. And he said in an interview to the Deutsche Welle that we're all Chileans. We all, when the national soccer selection plays, we're all rooting for Chile. So why do we need to, we don't need to be a plurinational state. And I was like, what, are you kidding me?
Yeah, so this kind of referendum, it was quite an overwhelming majority who rejected the new constitution. Do you think that there will be further attempts for reform? Do you think there's a general appetite for change, or people are quite happy to keep things the way they are?
This is why the eruption in, you know, the social movements in October 2019 was so strong. Chile is supposedly a rich country. But it works by putting people in debt. You have a credit card to go to the pharmacy. You have a credit card to go to the supermarket. You have a, you know, every company will give you their own credit card. And people are often in debt. I think it was 46% of Chile before the pandemic was in debt. So it gets to a point when people say, well, I can't sustain this, my lifestyle. I mean, any decent, any dignified way of living, you know, when pensions, people were, I think 99% of women or something, no, 90% of women were retiring with less than minimum wage. So because they all own my private companies. And even there are some pension plans where if you die, your money does not go to your relatives. It depends on, different companies keep trying to make you, convince you to change to them all the time. You're bombarded.
That was Viviana Becker from the University of Auckland, who was originally from Chile, speaking to me about the referendum to implement a new constitution.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.